talk about Ken Plate. First semi-final, King Memphis trap one, which is, I think, where you would want to see him. Patrick has three in the race, Thick Sabo, Druids All Go, and Miracle. Richard has Drive On Lad, who bombed away last time out, and Maxime with Drooper's Reserve. Yeah, you happy enough with Memphis?
Yeah, listen, very happy with the progress. It gets the job done, you know what I mean? I've been watching on the past couple of weeks, and it's just been a wee bit coming forward the way, you know what I mean? And listen, no complaints with the way he's going about his business. He's doing it. I thought he kind of did a wee jump when he came out of the boxes the other night there, but after that, I never thought he was in any danger kind of thing, you know what I mean, Floyd? He's got the early, he's got the pace, he's got the all-round pace, and he wants to win, Floyd. So, listen, we're very, very happy with the way he's progressing along and the way he's been this week, and everything's spot on. We're employed, everything's where we want to be.
Yeah, I mean, would one be his box, or would you be just as happy with three? Where would you prefer to see him?
It wouldn't bother me, Floyd. One, two, or three, it wouldn't bother me with that dog. It takes everything. He's getting better and better, Floyd, you know what I mean? But when you're in these races, you're always better being on the rail, because when you're on the rail, Floyd, you can give the bump instead of taking the bump, you know what I mean? If they're getting squeezed up at that first bend. I'm very, very happy with him, and he's a dog that drives the bend. He does this to no prisoners at the corner, you know what I mean? So, no, very happy with him there, Floyd. Very happy.
Okay, moving on to the second semi. You've got Wireman 1, Joni in 2, Ballymac John 3, Edwards 4, Asbo Lenny 5, and Betshot Boy in 6. Again, another Patrick. In fact, he's got two in there. And Joni, again, 13 wins from 19 races. I mean, she's probably the one to beat, isn't she?
Yeah, well, listen, I thought she missed the boxes quite badly the other night there, but still showed that pace to get up into a corner. And she's another unit that wants the corner. She wants it, Floyd. The way she just brushes them, she just brushes them to the side when she hits that corner. If she gets a chance, if she gets the run of the corner, she just goes for it, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But I would like to see her coming away a wee bit better than what I did the other night there. I don't know what was the problem with her, whether it's just excitement yet they're still bubbling a wee bit, you know what I mean?
Yes, Floyd, a little bit fresh, yeah?
Yes, I'd like to just see them settling down that touch. The more running they get, the more they're settling down, you know what I mean? So, not delighted with her. If she takes that flyer that she can take, I've seen her flying out of the boxes more than Andy, you know what I mean? So, if she takes that run to the boxes, then if she skips around it, and I think she's actually staying a bit better, you know? I watched her the other night there, and at one part of the race, I thought going around the third and fourth bend, they were maybe catching her a wee bit, but then coming out of Hame Street, she was just kind of kicking again, you know what I mean? So, more than happy with her, she has come on a bundle this week, I can tell you that right now. I can see a big difference in her, you know that?
Mm. I mean, she was always certainly back to Swindon day, she was all about early pace and just about getting home for the four, whatever it is at Swindon, the 470, whatever. Now, she, as you say, she looked quite comfortable at 491, didn't she?
Yeah, it's just, she's changing a wee bit, Floyd. I can see her back and I can see the muscle tone in her back and everything all coming back up to her. You know what I mean? Back to the likes of Sheffield and Swindon. I can see it all coming. It's hard to try and explain in a phone call, you know what I mean, Floyd? But when you're standing watching them and standing watching what she's like, and I see the cheekiness coming back out now, as if to say, you know, that's when she's telling you she's coming right, you know what I mean?
Real character, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I've got to ask you, have you lost any sleep over the third semi-final?
No.
Sing Along Stacey 1, Capaldi 2, Georgia 3, Shakira 4, New and DJ 5, Uncle Freddie in 6. Capaldi and Shakira, with respect to the, you know, particularly the others, but I mean, I know that they're very, very close. You think the world of both of them. So how do you see it?
Listen, and I'll be truthful, Floyd, and I was talking to her last through the week, And I says, if we didn't have Joni, everybody would be talking about Georgia.
Yeah.
The way she's running, she's back, she's coming. I can see it all coming this week, Floyd. She's actually unbelievable. She's unbelievable to train and she's unbelievable to watch. And you have to put up with a few wee things off her, but just pure cheek at her. She's just as game as they come. The way she run there and out there. And funny enough, halfway down the back straight, I said to myself, ah, you've got this in the bag, because I know the way she comes home.
Yeah.
She's as strong as an ox, you know what I mean? She's coming home hard as anything. The likes of Capaldi, well, we all know about Capaldi. If Capaldi takes his flyer, he's 305, 310 sectional. If he takes that, then he's skipping into a bend. And if Shakira's turning second on his heels, that'll be some race for him. But it doesn't matter. Listen, I'm not too boy. I'm not boy about them sorting ourselves out, because I think they're learning. They're learning that there's no easy pass now for them, Floyd, that they just put their head down. I mean, when you watch Shakira that night there coming out of four, the way she ran and the way she was striding out, this is what I've been waiting and coming for Shakira. But so even if Shakira come out and beat Capaldi, it wouldn't be a massive surprise to me, if you understand me.
Yeah.
But if Capaldi hit the boxes the way I know he can hit the boxes, then I would expect that she would have to come free off the pace to beat him. And the way he's getting stronger and everything to now, Floyd, I think that'll be a wee bit difficult. But listen, it's great racing. It's just the way they've come out. We'll get three in the win race. It's just one of those things. But listen, don't underestimate wee Georgia. She's coming on a bundle too.